North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, May 22nd. The Butte County Department of Public Health is investigating a Shigella outbreak in Oroville. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon has more.
The bacteria causes an infection called shigellosis. The symptoms include diarrhea lasting more than 3 days, fever, stomach pain, and feeling the need to pass stool even when the bowels are empty. Public Health has confirmed 5 cases, with some resulting in hospitalizations. All of those who have gotten sick are people experiencing homelessness. The department says Shigella spreads easily from person to person, but the risk to the general public remains low, especially when people practice consistent personal hygiene habits, such as washing hands with soap and water. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
Butte County Sheriff's Search and Rescue is warning residents to be cautious of snakes this season. On their social media, officials report they've seen a large uptick in snakes in the region. Officials advise residents to avoid any snakes they see. Be aware snakes can hide in yard debris, water, and shrubs, and if bitten, do not attempt to move or aggravate the injury in an attempt to remove venom. If bitten, they advise residents call 911 immediately and not attempt to kill the snake. And as the weather warms up, those spending time outdoors are being warned that California's rivers are running high and cold due to the spring snowmelt. PG&E warns that water is dangerously cold and moving swiftly right now in most of the state's rivers. The company says people should take precautions, especially around hydroelectric facilities and dams, where flow conditions can change rapidly. According to a map by Bay Area News Group, at least 39 people died or disappeared in California rivers last year. And in other news, the city of Redding is angling to get a direct flight to Denver. As NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, that would expand existing air service.
The city of Redding is served by 3 airlines, United, Avelo, and Alaska, with direct flights to Southern California, the Bay Area, and Seattle. It's long wanted United to add Denver to the list. Now, according to the Redding Record Searchlight, city officials are hopeful the airline will finally agree to provide a Redding to Denver connection. The clincher might be a financial guarantee that would help support the airline during periods of low revenue. Other cities have had similar agreements. The U.S. Department of Transportation has provided some funding, but the city needs to raise about $1.25 million more. It's asking Shasta County, Anderson, and Shasta Lake to help. Shasta County supervisors will consider the request at tonight's meeting. If the city can raise the funds, it could finally have direct flights to Denver as early as next year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
People who travel from Arizona to California will be able to get abortions from Arizona care providers in the state. The California Senate passed urgency measure SB 233 yesterday, which allows Arizona care providers to perform abortions in California. It goes into effect immediately. The measure was authored by Legislative Women's Caucus Chair and Berkeley Democratic Senator Nancy Skinner and Winters Democratic Assembly Majority Leader Cecilia Aguilar-Curry. Governor Gavin Newsom sponsored the bill. Senator Skinner and Assemblymember Aguilar-Curry introduced the measure last month after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld the state's 160-year-old ban on abortion. In response to that ruling, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays called on California and other states to allow Arizona abortion providers to provide care to Arizonans who travel out of state for reproductive care. The ban was repealed by the state earlier this month. And finally, the California Supreme Court yesterday heard oral arguments on Proposition 22. The ballot measure passed by voters 4 years ago makes app-based drivers independent contractors rather than employees. Cap Radio's Tony Rodriguez has more.
The proposition was introduced after a California Supreme Court ruling upheld a law requiring delivery app companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and Instacart to reclassify their workers as employees. The court will decide whether the company's voter-initiated proposition unlawfully interferes with the legislature's constitutional power. App-based delivery companies have threatened to shut down in California if forced to reclassify drivers who would be entitled to sick leave, unemployment disability benefits, and more, which independent contractors don't get. Sacramento DoorDash driver Melissa Heath supports Prop 22, despite many other drivers opposing it. She fears that if the proposition is repealed, delivery services could be removed from the state.
We could lose our market. DoorDash would have to completely remodel their formula. There would be a lot less drivers on the road.
Heath drives part-time and owns a business. This flexibility lets her earn cash without the demands of working set hours.
I could be working at DoorDash. My grandmother calls and she's like, oh, honey, I fell down or I forgot to pick my prescription up. I can just log out really quickly or pause and then log back in.
The court will decide now whether Prop 22, funded by app-based delivery companies with a $200 million campaign, unlawfully interferes with and limits legislature's constitutional power to enforce labor laws. In Sacramento, Tony Rodriguez.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, May 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ivanor Grove.